When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on listen upper left and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And gosh, it is the third Sunday of May already. And that means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal readings and general psychic stuff with Natasha Venter. And we'll just get everybody set here before we start. And we are blessed with the presence of Animal World's production engineer. Nathan Miller is here. Yes, there's a Mariners game today. Yes, he will be Bigfootin', but it's later today. So good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. You're going to be getting both of me in this world today.
Well, because you have to transition to Bigfoot after
the show. Yes, I will. Right? After the show, pretty much I'll be suiting up and headed over to the ballpark.
Alrighty. Well, before we continue with all of that, Natasha is also here. Natasha Venter. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning. Blessings to everyone.
We have already figured out, since you know, I'm out in the Monroe Salton area and Nathan's down in the Bellevue area, the studio, and he can see south, and Natasha's up north in the Skagit Valley. And we know where the sunshine is today. Mm-hmm. It's not at my house.
Somebody's hogging
it. It's not at the station. Natasha's hoarding it all up in the Skagit Valley. So you want sunshine, it's up there right now. Isn't that right?
It is.
You got
beautiful.
Bright glare behind you. There's sun, definitely sun up at your place.
Oh, it's a shining. It's a shining.
And I go, okay. Well, not, I've got just have been gray, but my gray is getting lighter, and now there's just a titch of blue. But then you look at the sky down where Nathan is, and it looks gray and ugly.
Well, actually, I can see a little bit of a break going over the Olympic Peninsula, so it's working its way over. We'll start to see it burn off here probably by the time the afternoon rolls around.
Well, yeah, I think it is supposed to get nicer, and I think, well, I don't know. I'm just baffled. The weather is just so unusual, I mean, I can't believe my Primidalis were showing signs of stress and not enough water last weekend, you know. And fortunately, we got some really good rain this week.
Yeah, we had that cold front paired with an atmospheric river, it looked like, going into Tuesday or Wednesday.
Well, let's see. What day was it?
That would have been actually going, into Wednesday, now that I remember. Because Tuesday this week was the really warm day where we were in, like, the low mid-80s, and that was beautiful. And then the next day, I was wearing a winter coat.
Uh-huh. Well, I was doing recess duty. Yes, it went from very warm to, oh, I need to get both my shawls out again.
Yeah. Well, and then overnight was one of the hardest I've seen it rain in a long time. All of a sudden, I was sleeping and I got woke up by the rain. I was like, oh, it's raining pretty hard. So I pulled up my weather radar and it was just basically this long, vertical, not green, which is like your typical rain, but a long yellow line, which means it's raining pretty hard out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we even got some yellow and red this week up here.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking at my calendar. Let's see, it was Thursday. I went up to Arlington to do a session with Littermate Yorkie puppies, 4 months old. Anyway, I had a really good time.
I bet.
you know, over an hour drive all the way north up to almost to your territory. I had to go all the way up to the Camino exit on I-5, you know, to get where I was going. Well, anyway, you know, did the whole session. Everything was grand. And I was driving home, you know, early evening probably in the, you know, 7 o'clock range. Anyway, I'll tell you what. Driving south on I-5 that Thursday, I drove through one of those, it would have been red on, you know, on the radar if I could have looked. It was one of those, you know, it is raining so hard. You know, you can't see anything.
No.
You know, and it's almost like you want to just stop in the middle of the freeway, which, of course, is not a wise thing to do.
At least pull off to the shoulder.
I'm so glad I like to drive, and I'm a comfortable driver, and my mom conditioned me and taught me how to drive in all kinds of conditions and all that sort of thing. So I'm comfortable, and but I'll tell you what, I haven't experienced that hard a rain. No, I can say, I can't remember the last time. But, you know, with my memory these days, that could be yesterday. So, you know, sometimes I remember, but I think it's been a very, very long time since I have been in rain that is that hard. And, you know, I don't know. Something interesting is going on, and I'm not sure what, but Nathan seems to be preoccupied, Natasha. But did you were starting to say you were in some of that really heavy rain, too, because you did recess duty, and you might have got washed out, huh?
Yeah, no, we didn't necessarily get washed out in the early morning, but it was part of the evening. My husband and I went and did some errands, and we had some pretty good squalls that went through us too, but it was interesting because we were driving from, you know, east to west, and, you know, it's like, well, we're gonna be in it, nope, we're not in it, yep, we're gonna be in it, nope, we're not gonna be in it. You know, it's just interesting when you get at those squalls what happens. But, you know, we're in the midst of a lot of changes here, and Mother Earth's going through her changes too, and there's just a lot of things at play. That's all I'm gonna say about, you know, just the realities around us. We're in a car wash, and metaphorically and for real, that rain is like a good car wash for us to wash away a lot of our old stories and a lot of our pains and aches. You know, it's an interesting time.
The current stories and the current pains and aches. We got a lot we need to wash away.
We do.
Oh, my goodness. Again, we will try to take the high road and keep us on a positive note. And but I do remember, Natasha, looking at you know, the weather report last night. That's what I started to say. What got me on this tangent is that, you know, the weather is just, you know, don't tell me the weather is not changing and hasn't changed and all of that. We just don't go through May that's mostly sunshine all the time. And looking at the weather report last night, the whole 7-day forecast, you know, from today on, it was like in the 60s and partly sunny the whole all week. It didn't say any rain at all. I mean, but we are barely to the middle of May, and I was having to be concerned about watering, you know, my primidalis and stuff last week, because it was showing signs of stress of not getting not getting enough water, and it's like, that's unheard of. I've never experienced that at this time of the year.
Well, I heard something on one of my somewhere, I forget if it's social media news or wherever it was, but they were talking about the like 24-hour drought. You know, we can go from hard rain and then you go into these really hotter weather where it's almost like the top ground goes into a drought.
Huh.
you know, we have the water level, but yet there's this, because the weather goes to such an extreme of rain to warmth that it dries things out so fast that it's like a 24, 34 hour drought. And so it was kind of interesting because we are, it seems like the sun is warmer, or there's this warmth that's out there that is like, boy, it did get dry pretty quickly, didn't it? You know, from going from rain. And that's what I remember, you know, back, you know, as a kid and younger, is that we had that transition time from wet to warmth, and we didn't go from wet to dry. And it seems like there's a lot of places now going from wet to dry, not having that transition time.
Well, you know, when I moved out here, which was the end of 2009, I like had a rainforest. I've been living in a rainforest. I couldn't have a lot of the plants that I was used to having and that sort of thing, because it just didn't work in this environment. And, you know, it was quite humid with all the trees around me. And, you know, I have a swampy one corner of my property is, you know, a swampy area, you know, that fills up. And that I have, that's where my skunk cabbage is and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, lots of ferns and moss, you know, the trees and all of that. Well, it has really totally shifted. And I really feel I can say anymore, I don't live in a rainforest anymore. Mm-hmm. It has dried up, and now I still have my swampy area. But it used to leak out over on, you know, into my grass areas and so forth. And in the spring, I'd have to be careful about, I couldn't always start mowing when I wanted to,
because,
you mm-hmm. know, it was too soggy and all that. Hadn't been like that now for a few years. Yeah. And the ferns that used to grow off the trees and all the moss on the north side of the tree and stuff, all of that's gone now. Mm-hmm. And then combine that with, you know, PUD out here in Snohomish County is really good about policing roads and trees, you know, that might fall mm-hmm. into wires and all that kind of stuff. And so they come by, and with all those, you know, and all the trees on my property are, you know, like 100, 150 footers, and a lot of hemlocks on the road. And so over the last few years here, let's see if I can count the stumps are in front of, you know, right next to the road and outside of my office window here. So let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, I think 4 or 5 of those big, huge hemlocks have mm-hmm. been taken down by PUD. Now I have them leave about 30 feet of the stump. You know, the trunk part of the tree for habitat for everybody. Mm-hmm. So that's where I get to see all those little squirrelies and woodpeckers and all that good stuff out there. But that's opened up my place so I get more light now.
Yeah.
And I was just talking about that last week. The area below those trees that, you know, the ground level below those trees that's right next to my driveway, kind of in front, never got any sun down that far.
Yeah.
Well, now so with those trees gone, the light is getting through. And I was saying last week, and let me tell you, it's worse this week because I haven't done anything about it yet. I got stuff growing out there that I had no, and my goodness. And it is growing like, it's like, oh my God, we haven't seen the light in 100 years, you know? And it's like.
And a lot of times it's blackberry vines.
Oh, that was just the word that was going to come out of my mouth. Blackberries could take over the planet. You know, you give them an inch, they're going to take
that
100 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely unbelievable. So I'm being buried by green stuff out there. it's just very, very different. Well, it looks like, are you joining the party again here?
More like causing chaos.
So what the heck? You disappeared for a while, and so Natasha and I have been just commiserating about the weather and such. So anything up we need to know about? What's going on?
We're working on that. Had to give our engineering department a call here, but looks like it's in process of being resolved now.
Does that mean we have technical difficulties that Natasha and I don't know about yet?
Oh, we can still be heard.
All right. So I guess
on the online and stuff like that, we just had currently the transmitter is down, but we are still recording the show, and we're on the online stream and we're on the app. And so those are good, but they're getting worked on for the transmitter right now.
You meaning the radio signal? Is that what you're
saying?
It
is. The radio signal is currently dead air right now.
Oh, well, isn't that interesting? I don't ever remember having that problem before.
Yeah, that's why I suddenly had to hit the panic button and, you know, hold on one second. Oh,
yeah,
gotta call some people.
I told you, I just kind of mentioned all of a sudden, well, Nathan is distracted. Yeah, because all of a sudden, he's not with us, and out's the cell phone and all, all that. Anyway, so isn't that, well, okay. So our regular listeners that listen on the radio are like saying, what the heck happened to KKNW? Where's the station?
We're working on pulling that back up right now. Engineering has been notified, and looks like they've seen the messages and stuff like that, so they're on it.
All right, but those that are streaming, anyone that's with us on the stream is still with us.
Yeah, so if anybody that happens to be contacting you and saying, hey, I can't get the KKNW AM radio signal going, or we might still be on the HD3, but I need to check on that. But as far as the AM radio signal, I know that one is currently not operating, but I will go and actually check on the HD signal right now.
Well, since today is a day where we would like to have phone calls, we might as well cover our technical difficulties and all that stuff now. So as far as you know, Nathan, are you leaving us? Are our phone lines?
Phone lines are still operational.
I know we're expecting a new phone system, but it isn't complete yet. And am I still correct in that the old number, the 425-373, number is dead, gone, won't be resurrected, and
yep.
Our working phone lines still for today is the 888-298-5569, and I think we determined in the last couple of weeks, sometimes you need the one, sometimes you don't.
All just depends on kind of how your phone provider has their network set up.
So what is it? Sometimes you're a nut, sometimes you're not. Sometimes
that is not.
Yep. Sometimes you need the one and sometimes you don't. So 1-888-298-5569 is our call-in number for today, and we'd love to hear from you because Natasha's here to do, personal readings and chat with you or help you connect with your loved ones on the planet or not. And I'm here for behavior training and healing questions. So we haven't officially started the show yet. I think, Nathan, we covered the bases that on the weather, that it's just going to be partly sunny in the 60s all week long, and there's no rain in sight. At least that's what
after our little cold front and chaos of weather worked its way through, it's going to leave us with very steady and slowly climbing temperatures. But,
it's
you said, it'll
spring.
Be mostly sunny skies, basically the entire week. It'll be copy and paste as far as the atmosphere goes. And then temperatures will slowly go from the low 60s to the low 70s as the week goes on into Saturday.
Yeah. In other words, spring in the Northwest, what's happening now?
Yeah, and it'll definitely spring, but then that temperature's higher. So just remember, now is the time that it is, it's staying consistently above 50 now all the time. So that means everybody's hatching, fleas and stuff. And so just be careful. I, this week, got out my flea comb and started combing everybody, make sure, that they're in good shape and I can easily flea comb so I can test here and there to make sure we don't have anybody picking stuff up out in the cat run or Robbie in the yard. And the other thing, there was a post on my Nextdoor feed this week. Somebody found a tick on their dog. And so it's that time of year as well. And, we don't have a lot of ticks right on this side of the mountains here, but we do get them. And it's the deer ticks in my neighborhood anyway that is what you find. And I've only found a couple here, in all the years I've been here. One of them was interesting. my cats caught a mouse, you know, and they bring it in. And by the time I realized the mouse was already deceased. Anyway, so collecting the mouse to take it out, I look, and on its eye, it had a tick. Which I removed and blessed and released to another lifetime, because I don't need ticks when the animals, but it did. And then I had to look it up to identify it, and it was a deer tick, you know, and we do have deer and bunnies. And, but anyway, apparently even the little mice get ticks. I learned that. But so anyway, you know, good idea if you're out in the forest or the woods and stuff to do those checks. And in my experience, some areas have ticks and some don't. And it's kind of, fleas can be the same way. But if you don't know about your area, call some of your local vet offices and ask them, do you guys see lots of tick stuff? And they'll be able to tell you. Same thing that's popping into my mind that you can do, you know, when, as we get into, you know, the spring and summer months, and I don't remember exactly when it happens, but salmon spawning time and that sort of thing, when there are dead fish around eating, you know, raw salmon, some fish, and dogs can get salmon poisoning, which can be very serious. And that also, it's because that when they, if they eat, you know, the dead salmon, or fish, there's, a rickettsia, which is kind of a bacteria thing that, or a bacteria attached to a rickettsia that causes this, salmon poisoning, which, causes real foul smelling diarrhea and very sick dog very fast. And it can be fatal. But it runs in areas. So the last time it came up, it was a big deal. It's been a few years ago, and I remember to be able to tell you guys what was going on, checking with vets all over the place, and it was quite fascinating that a lot of areas never see salmon. You know, we're like, we never see it. It's not here around here at all. You really don't have to be all that concerned in this area. And then other areas, yeah, we see it a lot. So if you need to know about ticks or salmon poisoning, something like that, you know, call local vets and ask them. And they can usually let you know, what's an issue in your area. All right. So,
well, good news. We are back on the air.
Yay. Okay. So any of you, if you stayed with the radio when it went, so do we know what happened? Did our signal just died for some reason or something? And
that part, they usually don't disclose what happened, but all we know is the audio is back.
So we don't know if somebody just tripped and unplugged a cord, or
or maybe a squirrel wanted to go
somebody bit
transmitter
through the wire.
Climbing. Oh, those squirrels.
Yeah, I'll blame it on the squirrels. It is animal world after all. But anyway, if you are joining us via the radio right now, we did have technical difficulties, which made Nathan have to tap dance around the studio a little bit and check in with engineering, find out what the heck is going on. But apparently, all has been realigned and plugged in or whatever's going on, and we're working on all cylinders right now, Nathan. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're functioning as would normally would be.
Okay. All right. So I guess we can now carry on. And what that means to me is that we better take care of advertisers before we get too far off schedule. And then we'll come back and officially start the show. And then we can get back to chatting again. And we got lots to talk about, and would love, of course, to hear from you. And, you know, phone calls take priority once we get the show officially started. So we... And of course, we'll want somebody to test our phone lines to see if you can actually call in. And let's take care of our advertisers, and then we will continue on straight ahead. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen, our best practitioner and energy code scale, and she, of course, was with us last week for our energy balancing show. And she continues to offer a free introductory session for any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And if she's worked with you before on the air, that doesn't count. You can still have a free session for her with her, which you can do in person at her office. She works out of the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery. And gosh, we did talk last week quite a bit about that you can, you know, take the light rail and walk to her office, and so lots of ways to get there and plenty of parking. It's real easy, but she can also work with you remotely, you know, over phone or Zoom or whatever, and how we do it when you call in on the radio. As long as you haven't been a client of hers off the air, then you can have a free session. And you can check her out at her website, verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com, or call or text her at this number for a free session, 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. And then our wonderful sound healer and chiropractor and acutonic specialist, Jude Ponton, at the Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline is available for new patients or clients. And Whispering Dragon Center is in her home now, so easy access and great parking. And gosh, what a gift to be in with the gongs and the chimes and to work with her in person. But she can also work with you remotely. And you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call. She'll call you back, 206-706-7487, 206-706-7487. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. You can shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. Time to officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations. But I think, Nathan, didn't you say you have determined you've already tested the phone lines and our 888 number is good for anybody to call in?
Yes, and that is the only one you should call. So if you have our phone number, maybe perhaps it's saved into your speed dial, you might want to check your speed dial phone number that you have saved. Because if it's the 425-373-5527, well, you got to get rid of that and then change it to 888-298-5569. You might need a one in front of it. You might not. But that is our new or the only line you should be calling is 1-888-298-5569.
I got it now. Sometimes you feel like a one. Sometimes you don't. Remember that commercial? Except it was sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you
Oh, there you go.
No, sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes Almond Joy and Mounds. Okay, that's how old I am. Okay. Anyway, sometimes you feel like a one, sometimes you don't. So that's the way it is. All righty then. I think everything I've got a lot of stuff on my list of things. We'll catch up and all of that good stuff and find out when the stomping is happening today and all of that. And let's go ahead and officially start the show. And I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades now. That would be Saint Francis. And I do that with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, one for us human animals and one for our animal friends. And then I have a pile of affirmations that we do that we've contributed by members of our Animal World family and chosen because of their profound effects at altering and assisting us positively in our lives. And you are welcome to join me on the prayers and affirmations and say them along with me today and then use them during the week, as I know many of you do, or you can opt out. Okay. Not like dancing on the love train at 10 and 11, where dancing is required. Here you have an option to opt out. So I am going to start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty, now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om is Amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then. Now, all of our affirmations, each chosen for, again, their great potential for healing and helping and all that good stuff. This first one comes from my spiritual family. It was an assignment for me years ago. Say this three times in a row, out loud, once a day for a week, see what happens. I'm still doing it. Changed my life. It really does shift the energy. Here we go. I say each one of these three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right. Now, the second affirmation actually comes from Linda Rasmussen, you know, our guest who was here last week, our energy balancer, best practitioner. And, you know, when Linda works with us, you know, she usually gives us an affirmation to keep the energy going for a while. And that's where this came from. And it seemed to be so profoundly
helpful to everybody. And I started doing it, and by golly, it makes a huge difference. So when we do this affirmation, when I mention abundance, imagine in your mind the type of abundance you want to attract into your life at this time. Alrighty, here we go. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Alrighty then, our next one also comes from the Ananda Church of All Religions, and it is the Italian division of Ananda that this one comes from, and is the affirmation I use to kind of get in the right energy to go out in the world. Here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty. This next affirmation comes from Ms. Natasha. Okay. And this is the one I use this for me and my animal friends to try to stay in harmony and alignment with what's going on these days. And holy mackerel. Boy, do we need this one. So here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty then. The next affirmation is also from Ananda. It is the Warrior of Light affirmation. And boy, is this so needed all over the world, all around our country, all around the world. There's so much going on. In this one, we're just going to send God's light all over the world. You know, God's light, God's love, strongest energy on the planet. And the best thing we can do to stay on the high road is just blanket everything with love and hope we are on our way up to a higher consciousness. We'll leave it at that. And here we come with the affirmation three times. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within us and around us. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. All righty. Now then, we are still adding Paramahansa Yogananda's peace and harmony prayer with the warring going on in the world. And no end in sight right now. We really need this energy. So if you want to continue this ritual at home, there are two affirmations. First one, you say for the world. Second one is for ourselves. And if you're doing it at home, the first affirmation you do it 10 times, and then the second one you do 3 times. But here for radio, I just do each of them 3 times. All right. It's a good idea because this is a prayer affirmation to put your hands in the prayer position. And energetically, that aligns you up with God. So here we go three times. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. All right, second affirmation. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Ah, now, to conclude this whole ritual and to seat these affirmations in our hearts for the day, for the week, spiritualize us up. Dr. Nell's contribution, his energy is still here. Cross your hands over your heart and your chest with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. Ah, alrighty then. We are all spiritualized up. And good to go. And gosh, I look at the clock. We were a little behind with our technical snafus getting to advertisers. So why don't we get back on schedule here? We'll take care of our advertisers now. If there anybody out there you're itching to talk with Natasha or me, you can give us a call because phone lines are open now. The number to call is 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. You may need the one, you may not, but the lines are open. You can call in anytime. Otherwise, we are going to take care of advertisers for the last time in the hour, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are on the downside of the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And if you were been listening this morning, if the radio checked out on you for a while, there we had some technical difficulties. Don't know what happened, but Nathan did his tap dance around the studio and worked a few miracles, and we are back. Apparently the stream has been good all along, but
that's why they invented the internet, so you could listen to the KKNW stream at 1150kknw.com.
So that's that guy knew what he was talking about.
Yes, he did.
All righty then. Anyway, we heard from our new pro supplements. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best cat vitamins my cats love. And the NuPro dog supplement is wonderful for skin and hair coat and general health and well-being. It comes in a hip and joint formula. Keeps the hair on your dog and not on your floor. Check them all out at NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. You can purchase there. You can look for the products in your local pet store, and they're all available on Amazon, and the price is the same everywhere. So NuPro, N-U-P-R-O, supplements.com. And, of course, remember that I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and you know what? I'm not doing radio. I'm working with people and their dogs and helping them get them under control and teach them everything they need to know to be successful with their dogs. And yeah, good news is business is flowing again. I'm out there and having a great time working with people and their dogs. I'm seeing some of the most unusual and weird stuff and quirky behavior and things that, you know, and in all of these decades I haven't seen before. So it's like, you know, a lot of people say, I bet you've seen everything. It's like, no, you know, I'm seeing new stuff all the time. Some strange behavior yesterday in the Chiweenies and Chihuahua and all of the reactive and bizarre behavior that was dealing with yesterday. The good news is that I've been doing this for a long time. Now, it's not me. I bring the energy through. This is really all Divine Mother and St. Francis that guide and work through me. Got a great system going to get all that stuff under control during the session while I'm there. So we have major transformations in these dogs, and all of the reactive and the worst behavior that I see the most commonly and people have to deal with their dogs, I can get under control for you in one session. And I always talk to you for free on the phone. So I'm going to give you my phone number. Please write it down. Pass it out to everybody you know that have problems with their dogs. Tell them to call Aunt Martha. If I'm not the best person to work with them, I probably know who is. But otherwise, I would love to help them. And the number to give them is 360-217-7258. And it is a landline, by the way. So can't do texts, only calls. 360-217-7258. Alrighty then, that catches us up here. Now I want to, we'll go back to our normal early discussion that got interrupted with our technical difficulties. But Nathan, you got a lot going on this week. And first of all, we got a lot of people. What's going on today? You're here. You got your Mariners blue cap on and Mariners jersey. But I think you are going to have a transformation right after the
show.
There'll
be a wardrobe change.
Yeah, what's going on today?
Well, of course, you know, the Mariners, it is a home game on Sunday, so that means I got to go to the T-Mobile Park pen before the game starts and stomp around as Bigfoot on behalf of Miller Lite with one of our radio stations here and help interact with the fans and get people excited and do what's called big fun in the pen. So that'll be happening 2 hours before the first pitch, you know, from the gates open until the national anthem is sung. I'll be headed out here around 1 o'clock and then start stomping around 2 o'clock. And after that is done, instead of coming back here like I would usually do, my shift is basically at the end at that point. So I'm going to stay and attend the Mariners game. And my parents have been in town all this last week until tomorrow. They're going to be heading back over to Tennessee, but they are going to attend the game with me and along with some of their other friends. So it'll be a great time at the ballpark this evening.
All right. Yeah. Cause you've been busy this week. Cause your folks have, and this is the first time they've been back since they moved.
It is.
Is
yeah.
That right?
Okay. So we had,
and they were celebrating. They came out and celebrated with you. Wasn't there something special on the agenda?
Oh, mainly just my mom's birthday was one of them, but also they had the whole trifecta where it's their anniversary and also Mother's Day happens
there
as
go.
Well.
Mother's Day, so, anniversary, birthday, yep. So there was a lot of celebrating going on in your family.
It feels
week,
like yeah. A whole month has passed been jam-packed into 1 week this whole past week.
Yeah, and your mom, as usual, been posting all kinds of stuff on Facebook. It's been fun to see everything. But so you guys been all around, and that was the interesting. Did I tell you? last week did I tell you about the session I had just done with a English cream golden retriever puppy on the beach?
Oh yeah, that does sound familiar.
Did I tell you? I'm gonna tell you how to, well, your mom posted a picture on Facebook of the Burien area.
Yeah.
And it was a private road right on the water, and the houses right there.
Yeah, not really private road, but well,
but
yeah.
It's a small road. There's no lines on the road. A smaller road.
It is.
But it's right on the water. Well, that looked like the street I was on.
Oh, that, no way. And,
yeah, because it was down. I was down in Burien.
Yeah.
And there's that. It's road. It's a road. Road. It's a public road. But there's no lines on it, and it's not, you know.
And you are along the waterfront too.
The houses away from the water, you know, on the opposite side of the road, are up against kind of a hill.
Yeah, but
and they're just right, you know, back to, you know, side to side houses. Uh-huh. There's no space in between.
Pretty much,
you know, solid houses all the way down that road. But then across the road on the water side, there's it looks like there might be other homes over there. There's garages and
yeah, it's mainly just garages,
houses, uh-huh. and all that. But what I found was there is that the houses that are on the opposite side of the road own all the way to the water. So that stuff on the other side of the road is theirs too.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like they have their property is split by this little road that goes down the waterfront.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, I was in one of those houses.
Oh.
On that road. That's where I was last week.
You were practically in my backyard then.
Well, yeah. So I was down there, and we had such a great time. But there are tons of people down there, and they all have dogs, and they're walking them, you know, and on the beach, and they have boats and all of this. And it can be a little chaotic. So what they're thinking about is probably what's going to happen as the weather gets nicer and all of that. They're going to hire me to come down, like, on a Saturday, and we'll get everybody there, and we'll figure out how do we get this whole neighborhood and all these dogs to get along and be on the beach together, and how do you make all that work so that we can, like, be one big family right there on that road.
Well, you got to let me know when you're doing that. I can come down and say hi. You're practically within walking distance almost.
Really? So that is that close to you? Because, you know, I with GPS, I'm not real sure, you know, where I was and how I got there.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, I've been to your place because I was there for your housewarming and your new condo.
Right.
But once again, I have no idea how I got. And I drove. It was a different way. I didn't drive the same way. My GPS didn't. I remember going a different way when I came to your place than I did here, but that's in, so it was really very close to you.
Because I'm on the south side, and where you were is on the west side.
Oh, okay. But anyway, it's a very cool little neighborhood.
It was. You know, the reason we went down there was we were looking for maybe a place to have coffee, so I said, well, what's maybe a place in the Burien area that I've not been to yet? And then I found this one place. It's called QED Coffee. But it was like, oh, this one looks new. Let's give that one a try. It's like, looks like it's almost close to the water. And same thing, like when we went, we came from the south. So we drove through all of that, you know, coastline houses stuff. And I wouldn't be surprised if it was the same area. By any chance, do you know if it was called Three Tree Point or anything like that?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so we were in the same exact area.
Yeah. And anyway, lovely, lovely area. And I'm just,
it is really cool.
Just unusual that you have properties on both sides. They own both sides of the road.
What it feels like is if you're going down a coastal highway and then you get to like this little small touristy town.
Uh-huh,
and, you know, just, you know, as you're going on your road trip and you drive through it, it feels kind of like that. It's hard to feel, hard to believe you're so close to like major urban areas and stuff like that. You feel like you're somewhere else.
Yeah. So it was the Three Tree Point area. But anyway, great area. So then I guess the only other thing would just be, you know, you used to be a good luck charm. Bigfoot was with the Mariners, but I don't think he worked that worked the last time because I don't think they – I think they lost the last game you were stomping
around. Yeah, that was
at.
Not a good one. It was like 4-1, and especially against the Royals, who we should be, you know, stomping on but did not.
So you're going to go to – well, let's hope maybe you can be good luck. But, gosh, Cal Raleigh, didn't he got injured or something and isn't even playing?
Yeah, he's dealing with some right side issues. And things
so
like that.
So hopefully, maybe your folks can shift the energy today, and they can have a successful game this afternoon and actually win.
Just need to reserve some energy from that Royals game.
Yeah, you guys have a great time, and you know, say hi to your folks for me and all that good stuff. And
absolutely.
All right, so you know, we've just got a few minutes left here, but Natasha, I have to say, with all this springtime stuff, I know I'm still wondering what the heck is going on, and with the schedules, and especially with the birds and all of that. I had the most exquisite little blessing yesterday morning before I went off to do my session, because you know we talked about the birds last month, my hummers, you know, the Anna hummingbirds are year round, but the Rufus hummingbirds, those are the bright metallic orange ones, really spectacular looking ones, come in the spring and stay to make babies and stuff, and then go back to wherever they go for the winter. They came in early this year, as they did last year, but even earlier this year. And I was wondering what the schedule's going to. It didn't take too long. They were here for, you know, 2-3 weeks, and then all of a sudden, everybody's gone. And so my hummingbirds have been up until this week. They had been gone for like 3 weeks or so, and that's when they go off and lay their eggs and hatch their babies and all of that. And then you occasionally see a female will come and get a little nectar, but that's rare until the babies fly, and then they come back. Last year they had two batches. Okay, well, mine were gone right away. Well, they just started coming back this week. So the babies are coming back. And so I've got first batch of babies showing up. And oh, the blessing yesterday. Right here, you know, I've got a feeder right outside my window here in my office. And so I was doing stuff in my office getting ready to leave for my session. Mm-hmm. And this first time I've ever seen it, a baby male Rufus hummingbird.
Wow.
and so it was smaller than usual. Now it was already colored, but and this is of the feeder that's outside this window is one of those flat round, you know, like an upside down UFO one. So and so they sit on the edge of it. So he's sitting right in front and kind of sideways so I could see. And it was just, it's so hard to describe because, you know, the color's not fully quite right, but it's there. And the feathers, you know how baby birds, you know, are downy to start with. They're like colored down, and then the feathers come in. It was like he was halfway in between. It was colored and was definitely feathers, but it was like they were still part downy. So he's always like a downy feather, fluffy little thing. It's just the cutest little thing. Oh, my God. I was sitting here just, oh, thank you for this pleasure. It was just the sweetest thing to see. I've never seen a brand right out of the nest, baby male Rufy. And it was just the cutest thing. And like a little fluffy down little, you just, oh, God. It was just so cool. Anyway, so I got babies coming, but I'm thinking, Natasha, there were two batches last year. They're so early this year. This is mid-May, and we're first batch is already up and raised. I'm wondering, could they have three batches this year? Or do you,
I don't
or
know.
Two?
Like I have a hummingbird that's getting down from my cattails, because in my pond I still have all the old cattails. And they're just getting nest material.
Okay.
So I think
so.
It
you're
just
on a different schedule because our first batch is already up and out.
Yeah, and I'm not like
You don't watch attuned. It as much as
I. Yeah, I'm not attuned. Is that a Rufus or is that a, you know, whatever, you know, it is. It's just more, oh, isn't that a blessing to see a hummingbird? You know, I'm just in the, I'm in that generalness.
Yeah. All right. Well, we better get on here because we're overtime here and need to, we need to get on the love train here. We will continue our discussion on the other side because I got, got to tell you about the bird bath situation. That's a little weird. Anyway, we will get back to our birdie discussion and all of that good stuff. And we haven't even covered the astrological things and all that sort of stuff. And, of course, phone lines are open. Top of the hour, if you would like to check out and help us prove for sure that our phone lines work. And if you've got something to talk about with me or Natasha, 888-298-5569. Sometimes you need the one, sometimes you don't. 888-298-5569. Time to get up and get our bodies moving, get some energy going and flowing, and dancing to the love train. Remember, you don't get to opt out on this one. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, and get up, join the love train, because I'll cruise by and pick you up. And while we're doing the love train, there are opportunities to send love all different places. We need to send all over the country, all over the world. You know where all the issues are. And let's just bury everybody in love and hope we can raise the vibration and help us move out of the situation that is currently going on. So anyway, here I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here I go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.